everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWCR 4840 on your dial. Also being simulcast around the world on worldwide internet. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great one for you. Ear ticklers. Well, going to take a lot of ear tickling today. Today was the pagan holiday of Easter. The word Easter is not in the Bible. It's been added to the text, but it's not the text that you would think. It's not a Hebrew word, if you would like to know. The word that they replaced was Passover. Now, Passover is biblical. Leviticus chapter 23. Easter is pagan. Brought to you courtesy of the ear ticklers. Now, people, we need to change our lives to be acceptable to the Word. Search the Word. Now, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled. They will accumulate for themselves the teachers in accordance to their own desires. Now, if you don't believe that, around the world today, we had substitutes for truth, watered-down versions, a seemeth doctrine. There is a way that seemeth right, but the end is death. Why would people, we know, the Bible says, true or full well, you reject my commandments to keep your tradition. What is tradition? Is Easter a tradition from the pagan rituals of the past? Well, what about bunny rabbits? What do they have to do around Easter? What about the dates of Easter? Is that correct? It's not acceptable to Yahweh to water down His truth that He wrote. Because we know that the truth is a hard saying, and who can hear it? The Bible message that is being watered down so that the world will accept it, you get more people. I do know that when you preach the real truth, a few there be that hear it. Now, if I was a minister in the business to tickle ears, or to please, or to go the way of the world, or to go the seemly way, I just can't believe that people would think that hiding Easter eggs and teaching bunny rabbits would be a religious way of pleasing the Father when it's not written in the Bible. Don't offend nobody now, Pastor Buddy. They won't come back to our church. Listen to what 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 says. They will follow their own desires. They will look for teachers who will tell them what they want to hear. Now, when the Bible sounds harsh, well, go down there and keep my Passover. Just read it verbatim, word for word. She's like, Pastor, but that's under the law. We don't do that no more. We've got Christ now, and we don't have to do all that. Well, here's what he said when he was talking the truth in Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. Think not that I am come to destroy the law. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Now, to fulfill means to perform. I have come to perform the law. I have come to hear the truth. Well, what if it don't go along with the way you've been taught? Well, that's why we're teaching this to tickle their ears or water down so that people will accept it. And that's what they do. They want to, all they want to hear is this. Now, listen to this. They know John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. So they want to hear, God loves me just the way I am. There is no way I can do wrong. I'm saved. Nothing on earth is ever going to change me. I know what I believe. All I've done is accept God, and I'm saved. That's what the preacher told me. You don't have to do anything. You're not under the law no more. There's no effort. No change. Just come and put your Easter bonnet on at Easter. Bring your children with the Easter eggs. Worship Ishtar. Now, the history of Talmuz and Ishtar is in the Bible. They were doing it back in the days of Israel. Now, were they trying to win the approval of man? Or were they trying to please Yahweh? Paul said, if I'm only trying to please men, if I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Quite the contrary. We speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We're not trying to please men, but God who tests our hearts. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. Now, you hear that? We're not trying to please man, Paul said. We're trying to preach the gospel. I must keep this festival. You think that he got his children up early on Easter morning, especially when they killed James, when they were trying to kill Peter during Easter? You think he got up and got the eggs and dyed them, boiled them and dyed them, and she put on her Easter bonnet and trepassed off to the church? That's what the Bible says. Romans 2:6. God will give to every person according to what he has done. Each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. What if he handed you a basket of eggs and told you to go hunt you a bunny to save you? If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for our sins. Is it ear tickling or a watered down version, or is it a hard saying that you're looking for? Well, I know, Pastor Buddy, but our church don't believe like you do. You're the only one that thinks you're right. And we can't be that wrong. You think God's going to send all these good people to hell? But see, everybody thinks that they're right in their own way. Every man's way seems right in his own eye. But let me tell you what the Bible says in Hebrews 10:26. If we deliberately keep on sinning after that we have received the knowledge of truth, no sacrifice for our sins is left. But this is what we should expect: a fearful judgment of a raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Because I preach the truth? Because I preach against Easter? I preach against the pagan ways of Christmas? I don't believe in all these funny days that they come up with. This is what's going to happen. You can believe it. Revelations 20 and 12. Man, why would they put Revelations 20 and 12 in a Bible about judgment when we're fixing to come up on 20 and 12? We're only 600 years plus a few to come into this time of the dead, small and great. And I saw them standing before the throne, and the books were open, and another book was open. Now, they don't want those books open. I believe that that would make them afraid, because they haven't obeyed those books. 66 books. 1189 chapters and the 44 writers. And the dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books. You don't want to go there if you're afraid for him to open the book. The book of life. And the dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books. How many of you are planning on keeping Leviticus chapter 23 until he comes? Just this in remembrance of me. Hide Easter eggs? No. Put on your Sunday best and go to and watch the children run through the woods and hunt the prize egg. Here's what Paul again says. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, they will want to listen to the things they like to hear. And they'll bring in many teachers who will teach them just what they want to hear. Does that sound familiar at your church? Will your pastor do those things which are pleasing to Yahweh's word? Or will he water it down? Or will he tickle your ears to make peace? Or to keep down arguments? Well, I don't believe, Pastor Buddy, that it's wrong for all those things you teach. You're just too hard on people. God don't expect everybody to be perfect. Well, Yahweh said, why call me Yahweh and do not the things that I say to do? Millions who are sitting and hearing the message watered down or diluted have become deluded with a strong delusion that they should be lost. If the gospel is hid, do you know that the things that he said to do will try you to see if you're his sheep? My sheep will hear my word. My voice is my word. Why do you call me Yahweh, and why do you go against what I say to do? Well, Pastor Buddy, now, this message must be just timed. You're just picking on us because, yes, I did eat ham today. Yes, the little wife, I mean, she put the ham in the oven. She baked the ham. She denied the truth of Yahweh's word. When she baked the ham, she denied the lamb. She wants to dilute, to change the menu to what you're to eat. The Passover tells you what to eat. Do they eat lamb?
Oh, no, I just don't believe in killing them little lambs. That's sacrilegious, Pastor Benny.
You ignorant, unlearned, ear tickling. Listen to the things that you want to hear because it don't demand the things that you should hear. Yahweh warned mankind of a coming judgment. And he said in Matthew 24, verse 25, I have warned you before it comes to pass. You think he's going to be watering down the message? When he says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. John 16 and 4 records the Messiah, the one they trust in. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. In Mark chapter 3, verse 28, listen to this, saith the Messiah, very carefully. I am warning you. Yes, I'm telling you these things now, so that when they happen, you will remember that I warned you. Plus, he brings it up in the Day of Judgment. He didn't tell you to hide Easter eggs. He didn't tell you to call his festival Easter or Ishtar. He didn't tell you to bake hot buns and eat the wafer. Yahweh will punish men for all disobedience. As we have already told you, saith Paul, we've warned you, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 6. Mankind's rejection has produced all of this denominational Babylon that we've got today. If you don't like the message, leave the church. Go out. Enough of you gather up, get together, build your church, and hire you a harlot to preach what you want to hear. Listen to what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. In the last days, men will laugh at the truth. It's regardless of what they want to hear, that will not stop the Messiah from coming back and judging what they need or must hear to be saved. In the last days, people will make fun of the truth. I know the first lamb that we killed over 20 years ago, I can remember it quite well. The same people in our community passed by and saw us slaughtering a lamb. And I mean it. The truth of what we were doing was overshadowed by the lies that we're told about. We're drinking the blood of the lamb. We're being cruel to animals. And you know for sure that the same people that passed us up while we were eating the lamb, they would have stopped if we'd had a roadside up saying, pig roast. All you can eat. Come on in. In the last days, people will make fun of the truth. They'll laugh at it, and they will follow their own evil doings. Their own evil doings. Isn't it strange how they turn the truth upside down? That they call good evil and evil good? When they cast aside the fruit to the ground and they prosper, And that's why they think they're doing right, because they prosper and because there's not a sudden reward against the sins they're doing, there's a day set aside for you to be judged. Remember what the apostles, Jude said, heard from our master, the Messiah, Yahweh in a flesh body. He told us that this would happen, that in the last days, people will be those who don't take things seriously anymore. They'll treat them like a joke. These are the ones who are thinking only of themselves. There's nothing to them, no sign of the Spirit. They have no fear, and they'll mock when you're doing the things to please Yahweh, what He said to do, as opposed to the tradition of the world that's changed and watered down so they can tickle the ears of the hearer. Well, we don't do those things over at our church, Pastor Patty. No, honey. We don't go back under that old law of Moses. We don't keep that feast where they kill a lamb. We keep the one where they bake the hams. We do that one that worships Ishtar. Now, Passover, they're worldly-minded, devoid of the Holy Spirit, and they're destitute of the spiritual ways of Yahweh, and say, we will not walk in. Acts 17:30. That was the Bereans in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts that were searching the Bible daily. Remember, they wouldn't know New Testament. They was searching the Old. And they were told in Acts, verse 30 of 17, in the past, Yahweh overlooked your ignorance. But now He commands all people everywhere to repent and to keep His commandments. For if you say that you love Him and do not keep His commandments, you are a liar. And He has set a day when He will judge the world with the justice of His word. And He has given you proof by raising the Messiah from the dead, who is coming back to sit on His throne, and before Him shall be gathered all. He shall set the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Are you still watering down? Are you still wanting a ear tickler? You don't like to hear Pastor Buddy preach against pagan Easter? You want to be left in peace where you can eat your ham? Instead of reading Deuteronomy chapter 23 and Exodus chapter 12 and keep that the way that He recorded it. Nothing has changed. Don't worry. You can rest assured that nothing can be added to His truth. His truth is forever settled. He hasn't changed any of it. Well, we don't kill animals no more, Pastor Patty. There's more pigs slayed on Easter than any time of the year. I'm going to repeat that. For those who have their ears tickled, for those who believe in changing the word and watering it down, there's more pigs, swine, slain, and quartered, and baked in the ovens, along with the hot buns, where they pretense, go through the traditions as it was in those days. I saw them worshiping Ishtar. They were baking bread to the Queen of Heaven. Now, the Queen is supposed to be the female side of the Holy Spirit. Isn't it the meek that shall inherit the earth? Isn't it those who fear Him? Those who love Him? Those that delight themselves in the abundance of His peace? Are they not the righteous that shall inherit the earth and dwell therein forever? Those that keep the way, He will exalt them to inherit the earth. And the wicked who are eating swine's flesh on the day they set aside to worship Ishtar and bake the bread in the ovens to the Queen of Heaven. That's what's going on today. And Pastor Buddy has come along like Peter with a sword to cut off that tickled ear. It's a hard saying, I know that. You shall not be unpunished, saith Yahweh. I will call for a sword upon the inhabitants of the earth. Therefore, prophesy against them all these words. Yahweh will roar from on high and utter His voice from His holy habitation. He will mightily roar against His fold. He will give a shout as they that tread the grapes against the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the end of the earth. For Yahweh has a controversy with all the nations, and He will enter into judgment with all flesh. And as for the wicked, He will give them to the sword. Thus saith Yahweh, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation that forget My laws and will not keep My commandments. I will curse them in the city. I will curse them in the country. I will curse them in the high parts of the mountains where they go up to worship the Queen of Heaven. From one end of the earth to the other. And they shall become dung upon the ground. And that's going to happen when Yahweh is revealed from heaven as He comes in flaming fire with His angels to punish those who do not know Him nor obey His gospel that He left written. It is written. It is not watered down. Nothing can be added to it. And certainly, nothing been taken away. Truth. What is truth? And then what old Pilate asked the Messiah, you think that Yahweh wasted His time with Pilate? Are you worried about truth? Are you going to have truth? The truth from heaven. Even the truth that hurts us or cuts us is better than a lie that kills us. The truth in the last days has become precious. Oh, I'm so thankful that I had the truth preached to me and I didn't back up. Oh, yes. I remember what the Messiah said when he described hell as outer darkness and there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, a furnace of fire. He called it in Matthew 13:42. He said it would provoke me to fear going into that place. I took it serious. I wanted the truth. I said, Yahweh, give me the truth. Hell is the end of the road away from Yahweh. It's a place of shame. It's a place of sorrow, regret. Do you want to regret that you have pleased the devil by eating the ham, rejecting the lamb of the command of Leviticus 23? I'm reminded that the pain in hell will be due to the shame and the sorrow, the punishment of final, ultimate, unending banishment away from Yahweh and His kingdom. And then those who have suffered with Him, He'll say, come, blessed of my Father, inherit the things that were prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Those who will lift their eyes in hell, who will occupy with regret in the furnace of fire, they will have anguish, sorrow, shame. Those who have suffered down here will reign with Him when He comes. When you're at the end of the road, the only thing for you to do is turn around. Repent. To come to the real Passover. The real Passover is going to be on May the 15th, foot washing that night, ladies and gentlemen. In John 13, 1 told us an example. If I wash not your feet, you have no part with me. Now you say, oh, I'm not that dogmatic. I don't believe that. You don't have to do that. Blessed are those who fear Him. Blessed are those that will obey Him. Blessed are those that knew He was a hard and astute man, demanded where He had not sown. It's the Word. Hell is the opposite end of a road away from Yahweh. You don't want to go there. It's hard to turn around. You can't discount the character of Yahweh who said, in hell you'll lift up your eyes, in hell you will weep, in hell you will mourn. You say, oh, He wouldn't do that. He loves everybody. Everybody going to heaven. Don't miss that old pastor buddy. Go ahead and fix your hams. Go ahead and put them in the oven next Easter. We got this one in the can now. We don't have to listen to him tonight. Just cut him off. Yeah, we ain't all obeying that crap he's a teaching. The time will come when you will not endure sound doctrine.
perfect. He is perfect, even as my Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Take control of your life. Turn away from everything that's wrong, even your household, even your family. If they will not obey Yahweh and take it seriously, shake the dust, the very dust of your feet, for it will be a witness against them. Yahweh's justice is realized in the obedience. Yahweh's wrath is upon those who disobey. What about when he comes back? Oh, everything's fine now, because you see, you can go to your church, you can eat your swine's flesh, you can put on your Sunday bonnets, you can get your Easter bonnets, you can get your Easter eggs, and you can listen to the ear ticklers and the watered-down versions of a Passover. But you can't escape the truth. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah, did he forgive those people for what they were doing and what they had become? Did you know that the cities and the countryside now have become so immoral, they're indulging in the things to affect their desires, just like it was in Sodom. Yes, Yahweh waited while in the days that Noah suffered, that Lot suffered, but there came a day when they heard the cry. The truth hurts, don't it? Watering down by the ear ticklers who will cast the truth, the unadulterated truth, they'll cast it down. To the earth. And they'll go on their wicked way, just like they did in Sodom and in Gomorrah. They were not willing to suffer. The Bible says the godly give good advice to their friends. But the ear ticklers lead them astray. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26. A troublemaker plants the seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. But a lie is for a moment, and the ear ticklers that preach a lie water down the truth and say, oh, don't worry, I'm going to heaven, you're going too. Proverbs 17 says, a friend is loyal, and a brother is born to help you in time of need. Open rebuke, he said, is better than secret love. Proverbs 18:24 says, there are friends who destroy each other. Listen to that. There are friends who destroy each other. Go ahead. Go to the watered-down churches. Seek a watered-down, ear-tickling preacher. They say that they're loyal and they're friends, but the Bible says, who can find one that is truly reliable. When open rebuke is better than secret love. Whoever loves a pure heart and gracious speech will have the king as his friend. Proverbs 22:11. But the wrong friends will become a negative influence. Although they promise you liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. Oh, go ahead, we do it, and you know, look what we've got. Proverbs 27:5, an open rebuke is better than secret love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from the ear-tickling enemy. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and a sweet-smelling savor. But as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Proverbs 27:17. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. You better have somebody to help you that'll tell you the truth. So I'm preaching you the truth tonight, and you barely make it into heaven by obedience. You're going to love me like you ain't never loved anyone else. Why? Because open rebuke. If you're one of those that put a ham in the oven today, if you're one of those that worshiped at Easter with the bunny rabbits and all the lies and all the watered-down tradition, you're going to need a friend that will stick closer than a brother. John 15, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I'll no longer call you a slave, because a master doesn't confide in a slave. Now you are my friends, and I have told you everything that the Father told me. But the wicked are detestable in the eyes of Yahweh. But Yahweh will offer his friendship to those who draw nigh unto him. Proverbs 3. For since our friendship with our Father was restored through the death of his Son while we were still his enemies, we have now become his friend through the life of his Son. I call you a friend if you do whatsoever I tell you. But why call me Lord and do not the things that I command you to do? What have you done today on Easter? Did you expect to listen tonight to an old gray-headed preacher that would tell you what you didn't want to hear? What about all those silly women that got up and put their bonnets on, their Easter garb, not realizing that they're going to worship the Queen of Heaven? It's a truth that people will not accept, because there's so many doing the traditions to where they think, oh, these are little no harm, we're just doing it for the children. Billions that claim Christianity is their faith. Having their ears tickled by the watered-down versions of these lying preachers who will not tell you the truth, who will okay the tradition, or it's just for the children. Well, I know Christmas is pagan and Easter is pagan, but it's just for the children. I pray for your children that they will be truth seekers in spite of your lies and your tradition. I pray that they overcome you. I pray that they become ones that will trample your bones into the dust of the earth, according to Isaiah 66. You'll go out and you'll walk on the dust and the ashes of the wicked, those who would not hear him, those who would not obey him, those who did not pursue the truth, those that did not love the truth because they were lovers of themselves. Oh, it's okay. Lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal of the good, and not lovers of the good, but treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Yahweh, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing whatsoever to do with those ear ticklers and those watered down versions of tradition. Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name saying, oh, it's okay. We're just doing it for the children. Jesus loves everybody. He certainly loves those little children carrying those egg baskets. Oh, yes. They're making ham in the ovens. They're baking hot cakes to the Queen of Heaven, but it's for the children. If the righteous scarcely be saved, listen to me, I've got to close. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where do you spend your time? Are you reading the Bible? Are you praying? You say, oh, I don't get nothing out of the Bible. I just read it. Have you personally made a covenant with Yahweh? Have you repented of your sin and turned from your wicked ways? Are you conducting your life as you pursue the truth? As you return from your wicked ways to keep your tradition, oh yeah, it's so fun. Listen to what James says. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did? Rather than what he said he did. You see that faith and his actions is working together just as it is in our day. Faith without works is dead. There is no one justified by faith alone. You were brought with a price. He told you to reap the word. He didn't tell you to water it down. He didn't say to, well, you know, there's a preacher up the road. He'll change the message for you if you'll go up there and give him a good offering. And that's what they did. They will seek out those teachers having itching ears. They will turn from the truth and they will be turned into vain jangling. Running the race. Truth hurts, don't it? We'll see you here at the King's Gate, Yahweh willing, on May the 15th for the second Passover. We keep the second Passover because he didn't die in the first one. You need to listen to the truth. It'll help you. It will give you understanding of what the truth is all about. Do you know the truth? Pilate asked for it. Did he get it? Don't think so. An enemy will whisper sweet nothings in your ear. He will make a smooth speech in enticing words. He'd be happy to send you on your way, as long as you're smiling, to hell in the opposite direction of Yahweh's word. Are you ready? Are you willing? And are you able? That's the question. Well, my time is coming down. You're listening to Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Put your card and letters addressed to Pastor Buddy. And I will answer your mail. And may Yahweh bless your faith. May you know the truth. May you turn from the wrong toward the truth of the right. May you say, Yahweh, this is a hard saying. And who can hear it? Yahweh, I pray that you would give me the faith to overcome. I pray that you give me the deep love to love you more than I love my own life, more than I love my children. Any time that you figured out what the price is, it's a hard saying. Are you ready to meet Yahweh in love? Go to our website tonight. Over 7,000 hits in less than 2 months. The brand new website, our old website is still there, oneyahweh.com. Go to our website. The new one, Bob just got it up, our webmaster, and it's operating good. We've got all kinds of information concerning these truths about Easter and the pagan holidays, the traditions of the world, the Queen of Heaven, and the hot cross buns of the Church of Revelation 17. Need I say any more? Yahweh bless you, and Yahweh help you, and Yahweh keep you. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. 1-877-289-7439. Call up Dr. Gary. Be very pleasing to both Dr. Gary and myself. He loves to talk about the things of the faith, to turn from the pagan ways, to learn not the ways of the heathen. Call Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439. You can call me tonight around the world on WWCR. That's Pastor Buddy, 423-351-1111. 1082. Like to hear from you concerning Easter, the traditions, the fallacy, the watered-down version, as opposed to the real deal of the Passover, commanded to be kept till Yahweh returns. Are you ready? Have you ever kept a Passover where they killed the lamb, dressed it, and gave you your first meal of unleavened bread on the full moon of May the 15th and the 16th, where we kill the lamb, prepare the lamb as a meal, a salad of bitter herbs, the cup, and we lift that to him in remembrance. As often as you do that, you say, I do it every Sunday. You are not supposed to do it every Sunday. You only keep Passover one time a year in its season. You say disobedience or a change in what he said or what he meant as opposed to what you think is the evil of the subject. Now, I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185, or in that case, we're on the 2.390. Tune us in tomorrow night around the world, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'll see you then. Until then, Yahweh bless you.